need both you and I to make unity. We're not bonded by our countries, we're bonded by our deen. Our bond is Islam and this is our deen. Don't matter where you're from, by Islam we're family.
Every Juma, every khutbah, how come we're never hearing how to unite this ummah? Instead we keep hearing irrelevant issues that don't help us improve our situation, it just leaves us confused.
Muslim unity, I'm talking about you and me. Different countries, different colors, but at the end we're all brothers. No one Muslim nation is better than the other.
Nationalism amongst Muslims, one of our enemies' dreams. Divide and conquer strategy so they get what they need. We claim the Quran and Sunnah, but it seems that we don't read.
Leave nationalism, it's rotten.
Yes, it's a hadith.
I believe.
You believe? How can you say you believe when you love your country the way you should love your deen? As long as this is the way we're living, there's not gonna be no unity. Are you hearing me? These countries are imaginary walls and trapped between you and me.
We want you and I to make unity. We're not bonded by our countries, we're bonded by our deen. Our bond is Islam and this is our deen. No matter where you're from, by Islam we're family.
They fight us cause they dislike us. Nations divide us, only Islam unites us. Kafirs like Lawrence of Arabia worked very hard, making sure our Ummah was breaking up. They drew lines, put us on opposite sides, gave us flags, created fitna, told us lies, told us to fight. They told us the war was between Arabs and Turks, but reality showed it was Muslims killing Muslims and there's nothing worse.
They're watching bloodshed over nonsense. No more conflicts, this makes no sense. I had enough of this, it's time to put away our differences.
We need both you and I to make unity. We're not bonded by our countries, we're bonded by our deen. Our bond is Islam and this is our deen. Don't matter where you're from, by Islam we're family.
No signs of unity, not even in the local Muslim community. All I'm seeing is older brothers disagreeing while Muslim youth are leaving after watching their parents fighting masjid meetings. Cause everyone wants to be leading, ego is involved, no problems getting solved. When it's time for masjid elections, you can feel the tension. Grown men fighting like little kids, lack of Islamic etiquette, fighting over little things. Sometimes it feels like we can't agree upon anything. And then we want Muslim unity? How can we? When we look at our local Muslim community with impunity.
1.5 billion Muslims divided because of certain fiqh opinions. We don't buy it, and Ummah with divisions. No Islam, no vision. Does this make sense? No, it doesn't. Why are we worried about our numbers? Instead, we should be worried about our sisters and our brothers. Ya Muslimin, haven't you had enough of this? Skip the unnecessary differences, because our numbers have never made a difference in what the outcome is.
We need both you and I to make unity. We're not bonded by our countries, we're bonded by our deen. Our bond is Islam and this is our deen. No matter where you're from, by Islam we're family.
The Prophet was sent for all people and all lands to convey the message of Islam, build a solid foundation by leaving no room for doubt. It's how we built a strong nation that brought about liberation to many ignorant minds. Muslims that completely changed their lives as soon as they began to recite.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Complete submission to Allah, submitna wa ata'na.
What happened to our Muslim unity? Now we lack knowledge because we don't read. Living life without deen, so in every Muslim land we bleed. Watching the news, brothers are still oppressed. Sisters in schools are halfway dressed. No honor, no hijab, no respect. Without Islam, we have nothing left.
We need both you and I to make unity. We're not bonded by our countries, we're bonded by our deen. Our bond is Islam and this is our deen. No matter where you're from, by Islam, we're family.
We need to have one definition of unity, not one for every Muslim country. For example, sometimes we think that there's an automatic link between you and me if I happen to be Pakistani or Arab, from Malaysia or the Sahara. But I'm not. We all originated from a blood clot. From Adam and Hawa is where our roots are traced. Since that's the case, we should only acknowledge being born in a certain place. But that doesn't mean that we embrace false ideas just cause we're from that land. We're Muslim and only Muslim, only bonded by Islam. Unity of thought is the strongest bond for man.
There's united under the banner of Islam. I see 50 plus Muslim nations united together with the flag of the Pulse Pulse I'm waving. When we go back to Islam, our situation will start changing. Quran and Sunnah on my right hand, inshallah, this is history in the making. Allah bond us by Islam and that's enough. Unity of our Ummah, inshallah. Unity of our Ummah, inshallah.
We need both you and I to make unity. We're not bonded by our countries, we're bonded by our deen. Our bond is Islam and this is our deen. No matter where you're from, by Islam we're family. We need both you and I to make unity. We're not bonded by our countries, we're bonded by our deen. Our bond is Islam and this is our deen. No matter where you're from, by Islam we're family.